Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, one of the CEOs here. The CEO at eWeb Results.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. We are so glad you are joining us.
I think we should start over since we're not live.
Please remember... There's no editing. Please, and we don't even start over. Please remember, we are filmed live in Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, we are your results rebels.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
That's what cowabunga is.
I got a review. I wanted to jump into this review.
Oh, man.
The review is, it's of course, 5 stars. It's from Michael SEO. That's his name, is Michael SEO. His parents were pretty smart and understood what he was going to do in his life, and so called him, changed their name.
Maybe he changed his name.
This is the best SEO podcast on the internet. On the internet, we consistently review SEO podcasts, and Chris and Matt's podcast is by far our favorite. Wow, so it's like a team. We appreciate the user-generated questions and honest opinions. Your business will improve by being a regular listener. Patif to you, Michael. Yeah. We're so excited about your review. It's like, really appreciate it.
No, that's good. I actually have heard that. So we got a couple people out there, pitching on podcasts.
Yeah.
And she's listening to all the different podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a new service that we're offering.
Yeah. And so
if you want to get onto a podcast, right, and grow your business, whatever kind of business it is, could be a coaching business, could be a product business.
Well, this is going to be an add-on service. It's not going to be a frontline service. So it's going to be for existing customers, right?
You could make a phone call and it might happen.
You just talk to Chris.
He'll do it. so she's listening to...
listening to all these podcasts and maybe she's just saying it, but... She said that we're the best.
Yeah,
we have the most value.
Okay.
You know, so
I think that's true.
I think a lot of people just kind of like banter, like we're about to do on this one, since you have no article.
Yeah. Since I have no article. There's the teaser. We have no article. We're going to talk about social media's impact. One, on businesses in general, and two, potentially the impact on search engine optimization. I'm going to be relying on the guy who's wearing the Facebook shirt. Senator, we run ads too.
Two, I should probably underline that. But.
So it's interesting because it looks like, Senator, we run ads to eWeb Results.
Well, no, there's a dash.
I know, but like if you read it, Senator, we run ads to eWeb Results. That's one of the things that we do. If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy, and welcome to the podcast. We're in Texas, so we do say that. And
I went to A&M, so I do say that as well.
Yeah, apparently it's a big deal at A&M. I hear that every week. if you could, leave us a review. We've got that review. I didn't find any others. It's been a little while. Go ahead and leave a review at Google My Business, and you can do that by going to ewebresults.com/G+. That'll get you directly to our page.
Not a lot of people are talking about G Plus too much anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's G Plus. It's Google My Business. It's just shorter G Plus.
What about GMB?
It's a leftover.
Do people say GMB besides people in the industry?
Probably.
But most people listen to us that are in the industry.
They know
what
GMB. They know what GMB. Yeah. GMB. We can add that. Yeah. I can add that.
I want you to read the whole code to get there.
W, lowercase y, uppercase z, 15, dollar sign, exclamation mark, period. That's why we make it easy.
I like it. No qualms here.
So what we would like you to do, if you've listened to this before, you're probably interested in some tips from us.
I don't like your tips.
Don't worry about the tips.
No. The tips are here.
In the podcast, listen to it. SEO podcast.
I don't need people downloading.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. What we would like you to do is to Shiko us.
Yes. Share, like, follow.
And when you Shiko, you hear, Shikow. That's what you hear.
Yeah.
We also do offer some free services that you guys could take advantage of.
Yeah, right? We do. We do a free. We moved it from a 15-minute to 30-minute because we over delivered.
It was always 30 minutes.
Yeah,
anyway.
We always over deliver.
We're still over delivering.
Yeah, so 30-minute free consulting session with one of our specialists. I think that's just really, really valuable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You have a big question that you're trying to get solved. You know, we're more than willing to try to help you do it if we can do it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And get, really get you on the right track. You know, if you have to go more in depth, you might have to go into one of the paid consulting sessions.
Yeah.
But I really see a lot of people getting a ton of value from...
Based on the 30 minutes.
Like. Well, yeah. Well, so we moved the profit plans.
Right.
Okay. Like the 2-hour consulting to a half day or a quarter of a day.
Right.
Or 3/4 of a day. Marketing session. So
yep.
So people are actually wanting more and more of it.
Yep.
And then wanting some more defined like paper.
Right.
And so
strategies
so,
like yeah, on so paper
we,
strategies.
We really expanded our offering and we're really focused on providing more higher level strategy for, you know, medium sized large businesses. And, you know, a marketing workshop is a great way to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. We're getting, you know, we get great reviews off of the 30-minute consultation.
Yeah.
We get great reviews off of that.
Yeah.
We, you know, some of the advice is like, hey, maybe you're starting a new business and you don't even know, hey, is this the right thing? What's going to be the right marketing strategy for this business? It's kind of at the infancy. We can help you with that. Maybe you're growing, you got a $10 million business and you want to take it to the $100 million level. Reach out to us.
Chris can provide great e-commerce strategies. We were just meeting with another business owner over lunch.
Kind of blew you away, didn't I?
Yeah. He pulled some stuff out of his pocket. He's like, this is something I haven't even told Matt yet.
Yeah.
He's laying it out there on the table. And really, this guy has multiple businesses in different areas that he was running, some e-commerce strategies. And we really laid out a really solid foundation for how we might want to approach things.
Yep.
And you're adding some great value. So I was learning from the conversation too.
Cool stuff. Well, that's what we do when we meet. You can't push that button on yourself. We have some sound buttons. So really, we're going to jump right in to this. We're going to talk about social media,
okay.
Right? So we've changed the social media offerings that we have here at eWeb Results, and by when I say we, I mean Matt has changed them, and and of course, like, we brainstorm and it makes sense, and we're driving this. We want to talk to you about how we're using social media and how it ties into, because really the reality behind search engine optimization, it's a complex beast. There's so, like, we talk about 250, you know, ranking factors at Google, but you want to talk about success of a business that you get placed well and they land on your website, but they want to do more research. Where else are they going to go, right? Because your website is going to be biased for you if you're smart.
Well, right? So one of the things that we're really moving into, Chris, that I think's quite, it's the right direction,
right.
You know, but I think there's going to be further education that's involved as we work with clients is, you know, really doing a lot of research on the front end, right?
Right.
And typically, you know, for small business owners come in, we're delivering content, we're really good at execution right out the door, okay? We've slowed that down, right? Providing mm-hmm. strategy the first month, and then, you're right, yeah.
Strategy up front.
Well, yeah, and then going into month two, we start working on deliverables, right? Well, now depending on who we're bringing on and how with the SEO ops we're doing on the front end in that first month, we're leaving the door open to insert a whole month of technical SEO,
right?
Okay, and not just like Band-Aids,
right?
But
like
fundamentally restructuring what they're going to do.
Yep,
because if we do it right on the front end, we can get them to rank so much quicker.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
And just, it's really like making the website more aerodynamic to fly up Google's rankings.
Right.
And in some of the websites we're building from like the ground up, okay? And really the amount of work that's going into it, we're going to need to start charging more, okay? But the websites we're building now are ranking in the first month.
Right.
In the first month.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the first month.
Based on taxonomy, based on how we're setting up the interlinking of the pages, really making sure there's no content gaps. So really that planning phase there, the better we do that, the more it's going to be on the back end in the long run. And so instead of trying to like you know, make a bag of bricks fly. You know, we're fundamentally.
By the way, bags of bricks are not very aerodynamic as it comes to like flying up the Google ranking. By the way, I think that's the first time you've said flying up the Google ranking, and I think that's I like that.
Well, that's really what everybody wants, right? Everybody wants to just rank on the first page. Like, hey, I'm giving you money for SEO. Like,
where's, Give me on the first page.
Give me at the top of the rankings now.
Yesterday.
Yeah, and there's, it's becoming a lot more difficult to do that. There's a lot more people coming into the space. You know, people are throwing money at things, and the way to beat them is to go after long tail key phrases.
Yep.
But also to build a faster car. Okay. Yeah. Like, instead of racing, you know, and I don't know, whatever.
Instead of running down the track, like pushing the car down the track, spend the time on the car.
Instead of pushing something heavy down the track, like make something really, really light and you can run. I don't know what analogies are the right analogies to use, but what we're seeing is SEO, the term SEO, even like LinkedIn SEO, right? We're going to talk about social media, Facebook SEO, like there's YouTube SEO. SEO, that term has become so broad. And then even conversion optimization, right? So if I get you the traffic, okay, that doesn't mean you're getting leads.
Yeah.
Right?
And because you mentioned earlier that clients are interested in getting, you know, flying up that Google
that's one piece
page.
Of it, you know.
What they're really interested in is the results that happen from being in that position,
the leads,
right?
The phone calls, the form submissions.
Yeah.
And really, with one of our partners that we sat down with today, you know, fundamentally, how to define that, you know, how to break that down and how to figure out exactly how much traffic you're going to need to produce those kind of results.
Yep.
And that's really the direction that you have to go in, because it's a math problem.
Right.
You know, it's a formula.
It certainly is for the business owners, right?
Yes.
Like it's literally, I'm going to outlay this cash, whether that includes paid, whatever the strategy looks like, right? If it's all SEO, whatever.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, and SEO is a little bit more of a challenge because there's this lag time, but at some point I've got to be making enough money to cover that expense, right?
Yeah.
And also then make up for what I've invested so far.
Well, so I'm getting a lot of questions these days, right? Is they understand the value of SEO. They see, hey, I'm ranking for these terms. I'm seeing leads coming in. I've had two clients come to me and this is in the last week, that have come to me and said, tell me the number that it's going to take to put me in first position in Google.
Yeah. What is the number?
Give me the number.
They know the value, right?
They've been
in business long enough. Mm-hmm. They've maybe even been there a couple of times. They know the value of being in that first position.
Yeah.
They just want to know how
much. And they want to know the number. And I've been working on different ways to really define that. And that's what we're looking at, is building a dashboard.
Right.
Okay. That will fundamentally tell you, based on different APIs and these metrics, that here's a little bit of a range, but this is what it's going to take
to get there.
And I think that's what everybody's asking for. So that's really what I'm working on developing. And then, like, you know, I'm going to do a mastermind group like middle of next year.
Yep.
And I'm going to roll that out to the first
to
round
other agencies.
Yeah, to other agencies and let them know. And that's really the process that we're starting to teach our account managers, right? And fundamentally, here's exactly what you need to do. Here's how many pieces of content you need to create. Here's the content that your competition's doing. And so it's not me giving them the number, it's me giving them the activity and then tying it to the number to say, hey, if you want to rank, here's what everybody, because it's all relative to what everybody else is doing.
Yep.
It's not in a vacuum, and it's not like me Google, hey, I'll put you at the top. That's maybe why a lot of people like to run ads, right? Because you just kind of skip the line. Those are kind of coupon hunters, like the real values in the SEO, but there is value in that PPC.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's a little bit easier to define. But to get you in first position organically, there's so many different things.
Yep.
You know, that we look at, like domain authority, how many links, the age of the domain. I can go on and on and on, but it's really, really hard to define that. And so I have given a couple clients a number.
Right.
And I, you know, made sure that number's high enough to accomplish those goals and the amount of hours that we need to put in.
Right.
And we have hit that number.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing now too is more and more people are spending money to compete for those numbers.
Yep.
And that number's getting bigger and bigger. And so I got to provide better justification.
Yep.
of why it's going to take that much money to hit that number. And also, it would be cool.
And exactly what we're going to do in order to accomplish it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to tie that into it, but then looping that back and going, this is why it costs that much money.
Yep.
Okay, and explaining that out to them. So I think that that's just kind of fundamentally where it's going. We're becoming more data scientists,
yep.
but also you're becoming like human behavior psychologists to understand, okay, if we get the traffic, then once they're there, are they converting? Because we got a couple sites that they're absolutely got the traffic and the site's not converting. And
yep.
some things with the on-page analytics, we're really untangling. And that's really something we should probably charge extra for, because that's not SEO.
At all.
At all.
Yeah.
That's actually a fundamentally different skill set, right?
Yeah.
To do that. And so really internet marketing, multi-channel marketing is so important. And I think social media is playing a really unique role and fundamental change in how people are interacting right now. So
one of the things that I wanted to add from the conversation today that I thought was really interesting, had never really thought about, right? Because we always do, it was related to backlinks, and we always do competitive analysis. So where are your competitors? Where are their backlinks? Because that's an obvious, easy way. Lots of easy wins can happen that way. Had never really thought about, if you're targeting one keyword, what are the backlinks that your competitor has for that one keyword, right?
Yeah.
Because
not
there's going to be
overall links.
Not overall links, because that's where you really want to start and focus most of your attention. And that was something that's in this kind of software that we're excited about.
Yeah.
Is delivered to you. So like, hey, you want to rank really well for, I don't know, ESS 60. and you look at, there's some competitor out there, I don't know, called MyVitalC that's outranking you for ESS 60.
Uh-huh.
Then the way to get it is like, well, what are the links that MyVitalC has to their page that's focused on ESS 60 or placing well for ESS 60? And then go after those first.
Well, so Uber suggests, okay, Neil Patel's tool, which I'm sure.
By the way, he invited me to LinkedIn. Did you?
He did hit me on LinkedIn too, like yesterday or today
both
or this
of us.
Morning.
Yeah. He's both of us.
You first.
Okay.
but basically, I think he's going to charge
for that
tool.
Should we say no?
But
should we say no to Neil Patel?
so basically.
Yeah.
He shows the average domain authority of people
right.
on the first page
right.
combined with how many total links that they have.
And content.
Well, he doesn't share the content breakdown, but he just kind of gives you kind of an overall summary,
right.
which is quite helpful.
Yes.
Okay. Really what I have seen is, you know, everybody wants to go after that big core keyword that has all the volume, right?
Just give me the customer keyword. Walks in the door and give me first page for Houston Plumber.
And really where I did that, but.
Well, you did.
But
you gave him a quote and you did it. And
okay,
then,
fair enough. But so basically what the strategy though is, right, is because a lot of clients are coming to us when the pain is so strong that they're like, I have to rank and you got to make this work.
Immediately.
And a lot of these.
Here's my last $5,000 or
$10,000. Well, we're not taking anything under $10,000.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
But so the thing is, the time to hit that keyword is unrealistic.
Yeah.
And the people that they're competing against is, you know, it's unrealistic. It's just unrealistic to go after that. That's the wrong strategy. So what we've done is really start to do the research on the long tail key phrases, where we can pick up, where it's not as competitive, where we can pick up some really, really targeted intent-based searches that are, you know, 30, 40 a month, and then start to get 2 to 3 good leads here. And if we can knock that out with some fundamental
multiple
stuff,
phrases,
it's going to start to add up. And then basically, you kind of surround that targeted keyword with all these other
well-placed
kind of long-tail phrases. Then the authority's there to go after the keyword you want, but it's like a long-term strategy, and that's really, really what I'm seeing more than anything else is, you know, execution is 90% of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the job done.
Like, so you got to have the right strategy, but you got to get it done, and you got to get it done quickly and efficiently, and that's pretty difficult. So you got to have kind of both pieces to it, but also too, if you're working off the wrong strategy, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like you're
well,
just...
it's kind of like working off of the wrong strategy is like sending traffic to a page is not going to convert, right? Or spending all your time on having an amazing converting page and not having any traffic to it. Like, like it's ultimately you're going to end up with the same result, which is not very good without the strategy.
I'm just seeing more and more how a lot of teams that are coming to us and we're coaching a lot of agencies and contractors that are working with companies like one-on-one is their tactics are good.
Yeah.
But they just need to refine their strategy a little bit more, maybe focus their strategy a little bit more, incorporate some different tools into what they're doing. And then it's kind of like a circuit getting plugged in and electricity running throughout. And that's just kind of what I'm seeing is this kind of multi-channel approach.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know you wanted to talk about social media.
We haven't really talked about that
yet. And
we
haven't talked about social. We're talking about SEO because this is the unknown secrets of SEO. The SEO podcast.
The SEO podcast, unknown secrets of internet and marketing.
Unknown secrets of SEO. So shorten it. We're shortening everything.
Well, and we obviously did that change. It's had a couple of different titles.
What are we doing?
We've been through a couple of titles.
Yeah.
Podcast title changes.
You have? What was the other title?
I think it was just the Unknown Secrets of SEO was the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you do the search and there's more search volume for internet marketing.
Yeah.
Right. And so we switched to the SEO. And then we didn't want to lose the SEO.
What about the best marketing podcast?
The best
that
marketing
podcast.
Does the best marketing podcast have?
Marketing podcasts have actually, you're just going up channel.
Yeah, so
right?
Internet marketing.
So you're like SEO,
the SEO
and then marketing, and then, or no, internet marketing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess internet marketing has marketing in it.
It does have marketing in it. Now, the podcast might be in the wrong spot, so you know, there's some debates.
Yeah.
That's why we have the domain best SEO podcast.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to change that.
You don't want to change
that? Yeah, I like that.
I think that's good. And especially, I think that was confirmed for you when you were at that event in New York with all those other agencies in the room, and none of them are doing SEO.
Yeah. Yeah, no, nobody's doing SEO because it's a moving target.
Moving target.
And we got to really stay on top of it. They're also calling it search.
Oh, they just search.
It's just search now.
No!
So
SEO is a bad word.
It's what sounds too complex, and they're trying to simplify it, and it's just not.
It's like the Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook.
It's just Facebook. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The reality is that it's a really complex thing, and
it's getting more complex,
constantly changing, and so there's a lot. I think it's easy for one person to do SEO on one site, right? Like that's not that challenging.
Well, you can't scale it. That's why businesses,
exactly.
That's why a lot of agencies, I mean, I had an agency owner of a really large agency that listens to the podcast. You know who you are.
Yep.
You told me that your kids know my voice, which.
Our voice?
Yeah.
Your voice? They just know you.
Well, yeah, I think I got the better mic.
Have the better mic. Yeah.
Well, he was only talking to me, so that's why he probably he didn't. Yeah. Chris, you're always in the conversation.
I'm always there.
But
yes, I am.
But anyways, he said that the agency just left that he founded and blah blah blah.
Right.
And you know,
a good sized agency.
Very, very good sized agency. Basically. They do cookie cutter kind of campaigns for SEO.
Right.
They focus on PPC because it's scalable.
Yep.
Right. And really Facebook ads and PPC, that is where I got started. That is where a lot of people get started. Once you move into SEO, it gets a lot more complex. You need more people, you need more tools. Like a lot of people that are doing like one service or one business, every time you add kind of different things, it gets more complex. We do more than just SEO. We have a full videography team. We do website builds. It adds more complexity, but SEO in itself is the most complex, and we have the most people dedicated to tripping those 250 plus different signals. You know, so
very true.
But social.
Yeah. So we, talking about. So let's talk about. I mean, we could split this up into another podcast. I think we let's do that. I think we covered a lot of SEO. I think we talked a lot about kind of the software we're excited about.
Yeah,
we'll keep that kind of low key. And I think we should wrap up this podcast at this point. I think that makes a lot of sense. Despite what I said in the beginning, this podcast was not about search. was not about social media and things that we've done in the past, what we're doing. The next podcast will be about this. This is podcast number 468. So what I'd like to say is, if you like this podcast, we're going to ask you to do, I don't know, three things. And that is share this podcast with three people. One, two, three. And when you go share, that podcast, share it to somebody who maybe is doing marketing or a small business small medium sized business that's looking to grow, and go ahead and share our podcast. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet.
Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. Remember, if you have a referral, somebody who's interested in internet marketing, and you send them to us, then they pay their bill because they're getting great service. We pay you.
And we actually have a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot of really solid referrals. That is, we're starting to become bigger agency and measuring a lot of things, and referrals is one of the big sources of new business for us.
Yeah.
And so, if you're out there and you're working at a bigger company and you listen to this podcast, hey, reach out to us. Let us know that you like what we're doing. If you think we could help your company, maybe you can make an introduction to somebody in leadership that can make a decision. There are a lot of agencies. Well, I guess there's a lot of bigger companies, that are starting to put a line item in for search engine optimization, for social media management. They're starting to see the value of those activities, internet marketing in general. And so you can take action if you don't feel that, you're in the position to make that decision. If you know somebody, please make an introduction.
Yeah.
And same thing goes. We can work something out, make sure it's based on your company guidelines, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But we'll take care of you. So if you do have a referral, or your company is doing marketing, and you think they would benefit from maybe a strategy session or customer journey, target persona, or if you're having problems in different areas, we do email automation, we do a lot of different things, connect us with the right person, and we'll find some way to show you our gratitude.
To show you some love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please remember, we're filmed live here at 13105 Northwest Freeway, Suite 515.
Yeah, so so when we launch our new website,
yeah,
we're changing just everything, all our listings.
Yep.
It's going to be a big deal.
Yep.
But yeah.
77040.
Yeah.
If you would like a transcript, audio, or video of this podcast, you can look for it on Best SEO Podcast.
BestSEOPodcast.com. We will be syndicated out across all major platforms.
So, you guys have made us one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts on iTunes. We appreciate you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for your 5-star reviews. Thank you for everything that you do. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Because hold the button, your mic isn't on. Now they can hear you.
So I think in the last one, we leaned back a little too early.
Oh, I told you that, and you're like, no. So you gotta lock it in. Did we solve the battery issue with the?
No.
I hope you got that. Are we ready?
Oh, I think she's gonna set me free.
Yeah.